Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Morgan Bulkley. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we untangle the vast web of knowledge one page at a time. Today, we dive into the life of Morgan Bulkley, a man who wore many hats, a political figure, a business magnate, and a sports executive, all rolled into one. Morgan Gardner Bulkley was more than just a figurehead. He was a backbone in the development of American society at the turn of the 20th century. Born on December 26, 1837, in East Haddam, Connecticut, Bulkley's life is a canvas of accomplishments, depicting leadership across different realms of his era. Have you ever thought about what drive and ambition could lead one to be so multifaceted? Bulkley's zeal seemed endless. He served as the mayor of Hartford, became the governor of Connecticut, and astonishingly, as the United States senator. But that's not all. Beyond politics, he was the first president of the National League of Professional Baseball Clubs, and, wait for it, he also found time to become a key figure in the insurance industry as the head of Aetna Insurance Company. In an age where social media influencers and multi-hyphenates command our attention, Bulkley's story might seem almost prescient, a precursor to the modern era of juggernaut professionals. How did one manage such diverse responsibilities before the advent of the digital calendar and productivity apps? It makes you wonder. What kind of daily planner did Mr. Bulkley have? His journey into the world of politics began after an unwavering service in the American Civil War. Bulkley returned to his hometown and ventured into the Republican political terrain. As the mayor of Hartford in 1880 and later governor of Connecticut in 1888, he established himself as a leader adept at steering through the complexities of governance. His election as U.S. Dell Senator in 1905 was a capstone to his remarkable political career. But not all was smooth sailing. Bulkley's governorship was marked by controversy when his election became disputed. Despite the political turmoil, he assumed the office, a bold move that certainly generated chatter across dinner tables back then, and perhaps something that might echo in today's political climate. But let's switch gears and talk about America's favorite pastime, baseball. Imagine going from the serious corridors of state capitals to the roaring stands of baseball stadiums. As the first president of the National League, Bulkley played a pivotal role in shaping the early framework of professional baseball, helping usher in the standards that would see the sport thrive. I'm curious, listeners, have you ever been compelled to shift career lanes so drastically? To go from business suits to baseball caps? Morgan Bulkley's life is a testament to the power of adaptability and the strength of leadership, irrespective of the domain. Now let's touch upon his business acumen. Leading Aetna Insurance Company for over four decades, Morgan Bulkley was a titan of industry. Under his guidance, Aetna grew into one of the largest insurance companies in the nation. His strategic vision ensured that Aetna was not just a company with a solid foundation, but a fortress in the economic landscape of America. What truly fascinates is how Bulkley's influence extended beyond the conference rooms. He was a veteran of the Civil War, having served in the 13th Regiment of New York Volunteer Heavy Artillery. His service brought a dimension of heroism to an already distinguished life. It's compelling to explore how such experiences may have honed his abilities to lead and make tough decisions both on the battlefield and in boardrooms. In 1937, his contributions to baseball were immortalized as he was posthumously inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Remember, this is the same man who served in public office, managed a colossal business, and now receives one of the highest honors in sports. It raises the question, in today's society where multitasking is common, how do we measure such a broad spectrum of successes? Perhaps Bulkley's life challenges us to expand our own definitions of accomplishment. Bulkley passed away on November 6, 1922, leaving behind a legacy etched into the foundations of politics, business, and sports. his life story urges us to consider the intersecting paths of our own careers and passions. Maybe it even inspires you to take that leap of faith into an entirely new chapter. As we reflect on Morgan Bulkley's storied journey, I invite all of you to think about the roles you play in your own lives. Are there any political aspirations sitting on the back burner? Any business ventures, sports affiliations, or leadership roles you've been contemplating? And now, I beckon you to engage further with Morgan Bulkley's story. Visit the Wikipedia page, learn about the era he lived in, the decisions he made, and the impact he had. Who knows? You might find the spark you've been seeking to add another hat to your collection. As we close today's episode, I encourage you to share your thoughts with us. Have you encountered other historical figures with such a diverse portfolio? Are there any names that come to mind that echo Bulkley's multidimensional legacy? Drop us a line, share a comment, or join the conversation on our social platforms. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. We unravel the threads of history and inspire the tapestry of our future. Keep weaving your own story, one extraordinary strand at a time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Morgan Bulkley. Thanks for listening. See you next time.